Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
It will be daunting. But despite this task ahead of us being daunting, I can tell you right now, our resolve is unshaken.
Maryland officials continue to survey the damage following the catastrophic collapse of Baltimore's Key Bridge. That's where we're starting the 7 from the Washington Post. I'm Christina Quinn. It's Thursday, March 28th. Let's get you caught up with today's 7 stories. Number 1. The bodies of 2 Baltimore Bridge collapse victims were found yesterday. They were 2 of the 6 construction workers who were killed after a cargo ship hit the Key Bridge early on Tuesday morning, causing it to collapse into the Patapsco River. Authorities identified the 2 recovered victims as 35-year-old Alejandro Hernandez Fuentes and 26-year-old Dorlian Roniel Castillo Cabrera. The 6 construction workers are believed to be the only fatalities from the disaster. Recovery efforts are expected to resume today. Investigators are still trying to piece together exactly what happened. The ship lost electrical power just before crashing into the bridge. Shipping experts say that may have been caused by contaminated fuel. Economists are also starting to count the cost of the bridge collapse. The Key Bridge formed a major part of the Interstate 695 Beltway, and the disaster cut off access to a key shipping lane. Experts say rebuilding the bridge will take more than a year and cost hundreds of millions of dollars. Number 2. Joseph Lieberman, a former vice presidential nominee, has died. Lieberman was Al Gore's Democratic running mate in 2000. That made him the first Jewish candidate on the national ticket of a major party. He was also a 4-term U.S. senator from Connecticut. He ran for president in 2004, but his support of the 2003 invasion of Iraq doomed his bid for the Democratic nomination. Lieberman's family said he fell at his home in the Bronx and was pronounced dead at a hospital yesterday in Manhattan. He was 82. At number 3, a feud between Disney and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis appears to be over. This feud started back in 2022. That's when Disney's then CEO opposed a controversial law that limited LGBTQ discussions in school classrooms. You've probably heard it referred to as the Don't Say Gay law. Since then, Disney and Florida's Republican governor have been battling in court over who should control development at Disney's sprawling theme park complex. But the fight now seems to be finished. Yesterday, a board appointed by DeSantis settled a lawsuit with Disney. It will see Disney give up some control over its 25,000-acre property. Both sides made statements indicating they're ready to move on from their dispute. Number 4. The U.S. clamped down on oil and gas companies releasing methane. Methane is a potent greenhouse gas. It accounts for nearly a third of global warming. And experts say that cutting methane emissions is one of the fastest ways to slow down climate change. Yesterday, the Biden administration finalized a rule that builds on its broader plan for tackling methane emissions. The rule puts limits on releases of methane from drilling operations on federal and tribal lands. Officials say it should conserve billions of cubic feet of gas that might otherwise have been vented, flared, or leaked. Baseball's stateside opening day is today. That's number 5. The 2024 Major League Baseball season technically got underway last week when the LA Dodgers and San Diego Padres played 2 games in South Korea. Today, the rest of the league takes the field back in the U.S. 26 of MLB's 30 teams will be in action, weather permitting. A couple games have already been postponed for rain. The first pitch is at 3:05 p.m. Eastern in Baltimore as the Orioles face the Angels, but all eyes will be on Shohei Ohtani as the Dodgers host the St. Louis Cardinals. The Japanese megastar is baseball's highest paid player after signing a 10-year, $700 million deal during the offseason. But now he's at the center of a scandal after his interpreter was accused of stealing money from him to pay gambling debts. Number 6. Climate change is messing with time itself. According to a study published yesterday, melting polar ice caps are causing slight changes in the rotation of the Earth. If that rotation speeds up, days would become a tiny bit shorter. If it slows down, days would be a little longer. That would have an impact on how we keep time. So the paper suggests an idea to get the clocks back in sync with the planet. It says we might need to introduce a negative leap second into the calendar in 2029. That would effectively shave a second off of the year. But it's tricky to predict exactly what the Earth is going to do. So don't worry too much about losing that extra second just yet. And at number 7, the wooden panel that saved Rose in Titanic sold at auction for over $700,000. This is one of the most famous and controversial props in the history of cinema. It's the ornate piece of driftwood where Rose whispered, "I'll never let go," to Jack in the 1997 movie, before she promptly did let him go. Sorry if that's a spoiler, but you have had 27 years to see it.
Jack, there's a boat. Jack.
The panel has caused a lot of debate over the years. Some fans say it was big enough to fit both Rose and Jack if Rose had shuffled up a little. Director James Cameron tried to put the issue to rest last year by commissioning a study to prove that only one of the characters could have survived. Now, one lucky owner can carry out their own experiment. The prop went for over $718,000 at an auction of Hollywood props last week. It was the most expensive item sold, beating out an Indiana Jones bullwhip and an axe wielded by Jack Torrance in The Shining. That's the show for today. But before I sign off, I'm going to ask a favor. If you're enjoying this podcast, tell a friend about it. Wherever you're listening, just tap that share button and send this episode and encourage them to give it a shot. All of us here working on the show would really appreciate it. Thanks for listening. I'm Christina Quinn. I'll meet you back here tomorrow. Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.